Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Progress. Maybe not fast enough, but it sounds like it's happening. The open procedure for the government. Get into the details. I'm Larry Richard, along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and that's where we start with CBS's Michael George.
The Senate voted 60-40 on a bill late last night that would end the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. The measure now heads to the House. The breakthrough came after 8 members of the Democratic caucus sided with Republicans, despite searing criticism from within their own party. Meanwhile, air travelers should expect worsening cancellations and delays this week, even if the shutdown ends, as the airlines are required to increase flight cancellations at 40 airports, up to 6% today, 8% Thursday, and 10% Friday. And now President Trump is threatening air traffic controllers who miss work. CBS's Bradley Blackburn joins us now with the latest on this. These air traffic controllers have been working without pay for more than a month now.
Right, Michael, and today marks their second $0 paycheck. But in a Truth Social post, President Trump ordered controllers to return to work immediately and said he could dock the pay of those who don't. But sick calls have surged as this shutdown drags on, and even with a deal in the Senate, it isn't over yet.
As amended, is passed.
An end to the longest shutdown in U.S. history is in sight.
I think this is a great victory for the American people.
Last night, 8 Democratic caucus members in the U.S. Senate joined Republicans to pass a bill which would fund the government through January 30th. The measure reverses shutdown-related layoffs and guarantees back pay for federal workers. It also incorporates 3 year-long spending bills that include SNAP food assistance funding. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman on his yes vote to Fox News.
It's the country over the party on this. I can't ever support that kind of tactic to hold our government as a hostage.
But the split has sparked backlash, especially since the deal did not include the Democrats' key demand of an extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits.
Given the fact that, as everybody knows, what the fight was about was health care, it was a loss.
Now some government workers are questioning if the shutdown was even worth it.
What's the point if the subsidies were the issue and that's not a part of the negotiated plan?
Senate GOP leaders say members are discussing the ACA with the promise of a vote sometime next month. But in the House, Speaker Mike Johnson has been noncommittal.
I do not guarantee the outcome of legislation or dates or deadlines or anything.
The House is expected to take up the Senate's bill to reopen the government as soon as Wednesday.
And if this deal passes the House and is signed by the president, it could still take time for federal workers to be paid. After the last shutdown in 2019, it took more than 2 months for air traffic controllers to receive full back pay.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. So where does that leave us with the SNAP benefits? I guess the Supreme Court ruling, they'll rule on that at some point, because on Friday, Pennsylvania is one of the states that released the SNAP benefits to 2 million Pennsylvanians, and then they walked it back on the Supreme Court ruling later that day. And so I don't think they're going to get the money back from the people who were able to get the benefits.
It doesn't seem likely. Now, the U.S. House has been called back into session, and the vote is scheduled for Wednesday, tomorrow, on this package, which would then go right to the White House. So if the president signs off on that and things start to open up, I would imagine that this legal wrangling over SNAP benefits will all be rendered kind of useless.
Yeah, we're not anticipating this not going through, right?
The House has the votes to pass the package.
Right. That's all people wanted to hear, basically, when you come down to it.
Mm-hmm.
But as you heard in that report, flight operations are not going to be a switch that's just flipped and everything goes back to normal
that's
overnight.
It's going to take days, if not weeks. And the controllers are the key part of that.
Well, the president's trying to pressure them by threatening them, and we'll see if that works. Meanwhile, the big news here, speaking of airports, is the new Pittsburgh International Airport, it was announced yesterday, will open a week from today.
In fact, they'll be getting that open as soon as the last flights come in on Monday.
I wonder with, and we're going to talk to Bob Kerlick, who's the communications voice of operations there, the airport, and our next hour, I want to ask him, of course. I'm curious if the shutdown played any role in them in any way announcing the new airport, because as Rich Fitzgerald told us, as soon as they do it, there's no going back. In other words, once they start the process, they've got to continue. There'll be no going back. So there's no tram. There's no 8 miles of conveyor belts for your luggage. You should get your luggage much quicker, and you're right there at airside. And have you seen some of the videos of, you know, the new entryway? Pretty spectacular. And they've added 6,000 parking spaces. Not garage.
Would it be nice to go to the airport and have your own little garage so when you go away in the winter, you don't have to dig it out of the snow?
Imagine someone laying in bed. Did he say they're putting up 6,000 parking garages?
It's a 6,000 space addition.
Thank you.
In parking. And then 3,300 of that six is a garage.
Thank you. Plus, they'll have all the parking they had before. It's just going to be a little further away. But you'll still take those shuttle buses. Well, actually, these are all good questions. We'll sort through and get the details of the grand old top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. Buying a home is increasingly becoming more of a challenge for young couples. Aaron, you 4 years into your marriage, is this the first home you've owned?
Yes, it is. It is. And in December, we'll celebrate 4 years, but our first year in our home. So we bought it around this time last year.
And obviously, did you get a 30-year mortgage, if you don't mind me asking?
No.
Or did you just pay cash?
We paid cash.
Nice.
And
I'm jealous. Everybody listening is going, that's wonderful.
Well, Vinny, he's really smart in that area. And I think I told you, one of our close friends, it's not even his full-time job, but if he sees a house that he thinks has a lot of potential, he'll flip it. And he did an insane job. So it was really cool in a time where interest rates most certainly were not coming down.
So you found a way to circumnavigate the system.
Yes. Unintentionally, too. It kind of fell in our lap.
How about this? Have you heard the rumor of the 50-year mortgage?
It's not a rumor. It's being reported.
A new survey shows how far people are willing to go to buy a house, and more than 70% of potential homeowners say they don't mind delaying a major life decision until they can afford it. But this includes getting married, having kids, even owning a pet. More than 8 in 10 Americans say that buying a home is still part of the American dream. Of course it is, while more than 60% say it is the American dream. So a 50-year mortgage.
Yeah, I guess the Trump administration is behind this. I don't know the details. What I do know is that if you had another 20 years of paying interest, can you imagine how much interest you would wind up shelling out over 50 years instead of 30? Now, having said that, if this allows people to get into homes, at least for a few years, and then they can refinance, then that's not such a bad idea after all. And they're also talking about incentives for first-time buyers as well.
Yeah, it's, I mean, this town, as I understand it, in terms of affordability, while it's still a challenge, it's better than many other areas in the country, or most in big cities. And it is economically better to buy than to rent.
And right. I have a friend who, she's, you know, still looking for her special someone, but she said, you know, she lives by herself in a beautiful apartment. She's one of those that has the gift of interior design, but she's like, do I buy a house? Because it's starting to look like the better option over renting.
Financially, yes.
Right.
Because you're,
it's really
obviously
weird.
Obviously, you're with the way real estate and anticipating the growth in the region that's coming with all of the infrastructure build out we're anticipating, mm-hmm. and we hope and are very confident that's going to happen.
Right.
Your real estate that you purchase should go up. And so it's an investment. And it's something to sit down with somebody that really knows the ins and outs of the mortgages and which one to choose. Should you go with the, you know, the upfront, you can get points. You know, it's complicated.
It's like Marty said, it's better to buy a new car these days than a used car.
Would you like the numbers on this?
Yeah.
Here's the, from a CNBC article, which is primarily pretty negative about this whole idea. But the median sale price for a home from September, just over $415,000 at a interest rate of 6.3% on a 30-year fixed with a 20% down payment, the monthly payment would be about just over $2,000. Now, if you raise up to 50 years, the payment goes down to $1,800, savings of about $230 a month or
thereabouts.
That's
all?
Yeah. So, you know,
that's
the reason why this is a negative piece here that I'm reading. The people are interviewing are saying the savings are minimal.
Yeah, you can, if you could be just that much more disciplined.
I mean, if we
save $200.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's.
Or if we could get the interest rate down to 5.1% instead of 6.3, look how many more people could buy.
Well, look at when we had those low interest rates, how many people refinanced and are sitting pretty when mortgage interest rates went up well over 7% for a while there.
Wow.
But they're slowly coming down, related somewhat to the Fed rate, but not completely. So anyway, 50-year mortgage. I was thinking about a 100-year mortgage. That's like the guy who said he won the lottery in Europe for $1 million. He said he gets $1 a year for 1 million years. And that's all I have to say about that. This is the Big K Morning Show, and we salute our men and women who have served and their families who have sacrificed on this Veterans Day, and appreciate all you have done for all of us. And we'll continue to do that each and every day. But a special opportunity to reach out and thank somebody who has served our country. In the times we're living in, good and bad otherwise, the shutdown appears to be coming to an end. Day 42, the Senate, as you may have heard, did vote yesterday, 60-40, to open the government, and it'll go to the House, and then we'll unwind what's going on. But in the meantime, many, many people have been dealing with food insecurity. And joining us from Greensburg, the Director of Planning and Development, is Alec Italiano. Boy, that just rolls off the tongue, Alec. Welcome back.
Especially when you say it, Larry. Thank you. Appreciate you guys having me on again.
Buongiorno, in that case.
Yes.
That said, we wanted to go to Westmoreland County, check in with you at Greensburg. I know many people are trying to help in any way they can, and you've got something special going on.
Yeah, we do. This was actually an idea from our city administrator, Kelsey Mellier, and she had this idea, and, you know, she said, we should collect food, you know, for a week-long initiative here in Greensburg, and texted a couple of us at the city and a couple of councilmen, and it came together in, like, literally seconds. Amy Beagley, the business association, rounded up some businesses, and I think we have over like 15 to 20 participating sites. So the deal is you can park for free in Greensburg the rest of this week, all the way to Friday, at any metered spot. And, you know, in exchange for that free parking, we're doing a food drive. You could drop it off at one of the many participating businesses. We have boxes set up throughout town. And we're going to donate it all to Feeding the Spirit to kind of help with that food insecurity that, like you were just talking about, and, you know, really just give back to our, you know, very local community here.
That's a great idea. I'm glad I thought of it.
Yeah, I know. I can't take credit for this one. But
success has many fathers. No, this is really brilliant and a really tremendous community gesture. So where exactly will they get free parking?
Yeah, so any of the metered spots, so along Main Street, Pennsylvania Avenue, Maple Avenue, 2nd, 3rd, Pittsburgh and Otterman. So, and then some of the lots have some metered spots in it too. So, you know, there's a good bit of metered street parking in Greensburg. So I would say, you know, this is a nice little way to give back, and it's really benefiting a great organization in Feeding the Spirit. I got to know Deb Thackra over there, the executive director, a few years ago, and they really just do a tremendous job. They do a free hot meal at the Otterbein Methodist Church every Thursday night, and just a nonprofit in every just sense of the word. You know, they volunteer-driven, they give back. You know, they're not this multi-million dollar nonprofit that sometimes, you know, we have in the area. So just a really good group that we're supporting. And, you know, I just heard your announcement that the shutdown's ending here soon. You know, I read that in the paper this morning here as I got up early. But, you know, trying to do everything we can to help out in the meantime.
Well, it's not going to be like flipping a switch, as we discussed. It's going to be a rollout. So people need to, if they're food insecure, they need to be able to find, and we've seen a lot of shelves bare that normally pantries that are full. So this is a great step. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, stop by Greensburg. There's a host of participating businesses. You can go to City Hall. You can go to the library, one of the many shops downtown. And it's also not just food. Also, I wanted to mention it's paper products, soap, diapers, dog food, all that kind of stuff. Feeding the Spirit kind of does it all. So appreciate you guys having us on and get the word out about this great program that we're doing.
Oh, great idea, Alec. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Director of Planning and Development, City of Greensburg, Alec Italiano. Berg at AccuWeather's headquarters. Good morning, Joe.
Hello there. Good morning.
I saw over a foot of snow out to the west in some of the states, Indiana and Michigan, but we're not seeing anything close to that anywhere close to here, are we?
No. In fact, we're kind of in a big donut hole of snow. There has been some in the mountains to our south across portions of West Virginia. They had some down in Tennessee. You mentioned the foot of snow south of Chicago. I think it was near the Kankakee area as a band of snow rotated southwestward and just kind of clipped the Chicago area. They got a couple of inches of snow. There's the lake effect snow to our north and northwest. But here we've just seen some flurries so far, but we've got plenty of cold, and that's what we're going to stay stuck with throughout the day today and into tonight.
Yeah, when we get to this part this early, I think it certainly seeing all the places that got snow, grateful we didn't get dumped on, but at the same time, walking out this morning, boy, it's like January.
Yeah, 24 with a real feel right now of 9. That's a burr.
Now, that said, we have a huge football weekend ahead. We have Friday Night Lights and the playoffs in high school football, Saturday Pitt Notre Dame at noon, and then Steelers Bengals Sunday at 1. How's the weekend look?
Friday Night Lights, I don't think there's any problem whatsoever. It might be chilly. Temperatures will drop through the 40s as those games get underway after a high probably somewhere around 50, 52. Saturday, I think it's going to be a good day, although clouds are going to be rolling in. But for, the noon kickoff, looks like temperatures will probably be in the high 40s to near 50. Sunday for the Steelers, I can see how it rains on Sunday as temperatures get up closer to 60 degrees. So a mild day, but I think it could be rainy at Acrisure Stadium on Sunday.
As always, appreciate the update, Joe. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome, Larry.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Well, the Senate passed last night a bill to reopen the government. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman on the 8 Democrats who voted with Republicans.
I think collectively within the caucus, they realized this has to end. And now the kinds of mass chaos now that we've been facing. And, I've been one of the very few that have been voting consistently from the beginning that it's always wrong to shut our government down.
And so I guess best case scenario, things could officially open tomorrow afternoon if the House passes this bill.
And then the president would have to sign off on it. I do not know, Larry, what the procedures are and how long they take. Just like I didn't know yesterday how fast the Senate was going to move on this, and they moved a lot faster than we thought.
Yeah, so hope is that they'll get at least the process started, but again, it's not an overnight switch.
A week from today, the new terminal at Pittsburgh International opens, and Airport Authority spokesperson Bob Kerlick.
It will open overnight. So the last flights of Monday, November 17th, after those are done, the old terminal will close, those roads will be closed, and the roads will be open to the new terminal.
And I can't wait. And next hour, we'll talk more with Bob Kerlick about the details, kind of a what you need to know the next time you go.
You'll be talking with him after our 7:30 news, right?
Yes, sir.
And the Penguins are in Stockholm, Sweden, to play the Predators in two games.
The Schwurf de Who?
Yeah, it's part of the NHL Global Series, the first game Friday, the second on Sunday.
Yeah, and they're playing both games are considered to be Nashville home games. This is a little odd. I found this out yesterday because I was wondering, because Nashville is taking their public address announcer, and I said, wait a minute, why not Ryan Mill, who's been the public address announcer since the late John Barbaro for the Pens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does a great job. Why not do a split home and home in Sweden? And he said, no, they're only doing Nashville.
That does seem odd, doesn't
it?
Yeah.
I don't know how you say odd in Swedish, but I just remember that chef from Sesame Street, the Schwoof to Who. That's all I got from Sweden. Maybe they're going to be in. I mean, they got all week to rest up and practice. They're there now, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's it. This is a new twist. And don't forget, NHL's going to take a break for the Winter Olympics, too. And players will participate.
Well, I'm sure that they're going to get a great reception, the NHL, because as you know, the Swedes, year in and year out, have a pretty good Olympic hockey team.
While they're there, they might as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.